is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says that he is delaying a nationwide sweep to deport people living in the U.S. illegally. We get details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S.-Iran tensions continued to boil Saturday as Iran warned that it would react sharply to any perceived aggression against it, while President Donald Trump vowed to impose more sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Trump told reporters at the White House before leaving for Camp David that the United States would put additional sanctions on Iran in an effort to prevent the country from obtaining nuclear weapons.
Iran right now is an economic mess. They're going through hell. The sanctions have hit them hard. More sanctions are going to be put on, a lot more. It's hard to believe you can even put on, but it's a mess. All I want is no nuclear weapons.
Trump also said that military action against Iran was still a possibility. Earlier Saturday, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi told the semi-official Tasnim news agency that Tehran would not allow any of its borders to be violated. He said Iran would firmly confront any aggression or threat by America. This is VOA News. Mauritania is counting ballots from its presidential election with supporters of the ruling party candidate Mohamed Ould